ASCO, the Public Health Education and Promotion Section, as well as the Self-Communication Working Group. I want to welcome you to this section on communication strategies to influence policymakers, the role of media advocacy in policy and social change. I'm Renata Schiavo, and I'm the founder and principal of Strategic Communication Resources. I'm also an adjunct professor at New York University, where I teach health communication in our community public health and global public health programs. And I'm also the incoming chair of the APHA Health Communication Working Group, which I invite you to explore and get involved with, and take some of our materials to join our listserv. I'm going to give a very brief introduction on the topic. This is a special invited session on which me and a number of colleagues at the Health Communication Working Group worked. And I want to start by thanking all of the co-authors of this session, and primarily Karen Upstill from the Foundation for Healthy Living, Carol Girard from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and Gary Black for the Mecklenburg County Health Department. First, what is the media advocacy? How is it defined by a number of organizations and authors? But media advocacy is the strategic use of mass media to support community organizing to advance the social or policy initiative. And more recently, the IOM definition in their report on the future of public health in the 21st century defined media advocacy as the strategic use of mass media and its tool in combination with community organizing to advance healthy public policies. And the primary focus of media advocacy is on the role of the news media with secondary attention to the use of paid advertisement. And as you can see in both of these definitions, there is emphasis to the use of media advocacy in combination with other tools, with other strategic areas of health communication, with other public health interventions. Media advocacy is also a strategic area of health communication and relies on the true understanding of health issues and situations and needs and audiences as all other areas of health communication. It starts with the people and ends with the people. It also relies on a very true understanding of the media relation do and don'ts. You need to know the media in order to work with them. You need to know how to approach them. Also, media advocacy uses standard PR, public affairs, advertising tools, and other communication techniques and models. It aims at affect social and policy change among a key constituency and among a key policymakers. The ultimate outcome of all media advocacy efforts when used in combination with other health communication and public health intervention is to change the behavior of policymakers, of community organizers, of all of the decision makers that can lead to the adoption of new policies or new social norms within the health issue on which you're working. Often it's more effective, and this is some of the experience has shown that it's often more effective when it precedes other efforts, when it precedes community organizing, when it precedes the use of interpersonal communication, or it's used in combination with other strategies. Why media advocacy? Why we are given here today, this section, was put together, is to gain public and policymaker support for policy goals. This is one of the roles of media advocacy, to contribute to change in social or organizational norms and practice, to create the political willingness and to help to set the public debate and agenda, and ultimately to create a critical mass that will push for policy change, will push for social change within the community of interest. And to provide a public voice to key constituencies, that's a very important thing, because the mass media really provide a great outlet to reach a great number of people, and sometimes constituents don't use it sufficiently, so the mass media provide a public voice to key constituency. And finally, to engage and to empower communities in the communication advocacy process. As other areas of health communication, media advocacy is participatory. Your ultimate goal is to engage your community, empower them to actually resolve their own problems, being part of the solution of the health issue. Again, why media advocacy? Because it has a documented impact on combination with other health communication areas. on a number of health issues that go from decreased social acceptability due to binge drinking to immunization rates, more recently in climate change. We have seen using the media in so many different formats, and they have moved basically the accomplishment of key objectives in relation to some of these issues. There's still a lot of work to be done on the majority of the issues listed here, but there's still media advocacy has contributed to move the agenda forward. These are some of the key questions for strategic media advocacy planning that you may want to take into account in putting together a media advocacy plan. And first of all, is the question that all of your planning starts with, that is, what is the health issue? But most important, what is the kind of policy or social behavior change that can effectively address it? And who are the key decision makers who can really implement, who can really champion, who can really adopt this issue, and who can influence them? Are the voters, are the professional membership of the organization, are the consumers? And is formative research, it's all the research you have done at the beginning to understand your audience, to understand your health issue, suggest that media advocacy can actually play a role. Because in some cases, it may not play a role. So you need always to go back to your formative research. I was speaking with a colleague who worked at WHO, and he was saying that in some developing countries, for media advocacy is not necessarily an option if you're looking at sensitive issues, because the media are controlled by the government. So if you want the government to try to, you know, push a policy, you're not going necessarily first to the media. But in most of our contexts in the U.S., media advocacy is a very important strategy. And for most of the issues as well. And once that you decide that media advocacy can play a role on the basis of your research and your audience and your needs, what can media, you know, can effectively help your cause, and how to influence them, how to reach them, and what other kind of health communication or public health intervention can help contribute to your effort, to your media advocacy effort. Some of the elements of successful media advocacy planning include an integrated approach with other health communication areas like interpersonal communication, professional medical communication, community mobilization, a behavioral-oriented and research-based mindset that focuses always on the audience needs and wants and their current behavior, how to change their behavior, reputable spokespeople who represent the community that you want to reach, and what do you want key decision makers to do? That should be the question that needs to resonate and inspire all of the planet. And also evidence-based information and message, and audience and issue-specific and media mix. The more media you involve, the more you create this resonance effect for which people hear your message from different sources. And there are a number of do and don'ts on working on the media, but we need to know that the media agenda is a little bit different from our agenda, newsworthiness is really their key. What is going to bring to readership, to their outlets, is really the key. So you have to craft your messages, your program to reach the media in order to help them sell the paper to their own audiences. And so that's an important consideration to take into account. And also you need to have a simple messages to which the audience can relate to and they can understand immediately the relevance of, and also, you know, have always a call to action. Tell people what you want them to do. Just don't raise awareness just for the sake of raising awareness. Just tell people what you want to do. And finally, a rigorous evaluation and monitoring process is part of the media advocacy planning. Going to our first speaker, introducing our first speaker, I just want to leave you with something that I use very often in my presentations, which is something I adapted from Exchange, which is a UK-based network in health communication that includes multiple organizations. And basically, this little paragraph reminds us how communication about health and illness takes place, and it takes place in so many different formats. We speak about health and illness with our neighbors, with our parents. We hear it from the mass media. We hear it through traditional form of expressions like theater and poetry, and informal conversation we have in a variety of places. and how communication planning should reflect this diversity of approach in order to really reach our intended audiences. And as a result of that, media advocacy and strategic use of the mass media can really influence this conversation and actually, you know, influence how this conversation will take place and shape behavior. So with that said, we are very fortunate today to have an outstanding panel of speakers for this invited session, which will cover different topics that go from tobacco control to malaria research advocacy, to global washing, to alcohol consumption control among teenagers. And I don't want to take any further time from them, so I'm going to introduce our first speaker, which is Rebecca Murphy-Ofer. And as an 18-year-old veteran of tobacco control, Rebecca is currently an assistant professor of communication at Kennesaw State University. She previously served for 7 years as a health scientist and health communication specialist in the Office on Smoking and Health at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, where she provided assistance with planning, implementation, evaluation of anti-tobacco campaigns with tobacco control programs, state health departments, national partner organizations, federal agencies, and other health organizations. Rebecca, she was previously the Utah State Coordinator for the CDC National Tobacco Control Grant and the Western New York Field Director for the NCI ASSIST American Stop Smoking Intervention Study at Roswell Park Center Institute. Rebecca has won 5 national awards for health communication efforts, and she has been part of passing local tobacco control ordinances, state laws, and commenting on federal regulations.